The Trump administration's ramping up pressure on Beijing after China detained dozens of Panama-flagged ships at Chinese ports. Secretary of State Marco Rubio calls it economic bullying, retaliation by the Chinese Communist Party against Panama for removing CCP-linked control of Panama Canal ports. Rubio posted on X, China's decision to detain or otherwise impede Panama-flagged vessels engaged in lawful trade destabilizes supply chains, raises costs, and erodes confidence in the global trading system. The U.S. stands with Panama against any retaliatory actions against its sovereignty and will always support our partners in the face of bullying. Once the ships are detained, it could take over a week for them to move forward, raising fuel costs and delaying shipping. Authorities say that nearly 75% of ships detained in China last month were Panama flagged. That's 92 out of 124 vessels. Laura DiBella, chair of the Federal Maritime Commission, last week said that this is unprecedented, far exceeding historical norms and meant to punish Panama, and adding that this could hurt U.S. shipping given our reliance on Panama-flagged vessels. Now, this all follows Panama's top court ruling that a Hong Kong company's longstanding control over ports at both ends of the Panama Canal was unconstitutional, allowing Panama to reclaim the critical infrastructure.